Everybody's one year, see?
Oh, yeah, nice.
You can see again. Now I don't need my sunglasses.
This presentation for the fire department. Just gonna go over the goals that we had at last year's retreat and the future goals that we also have. What's happened in 2012 as well. The goals that we had for the last year's retreat were the complete guidelines for computer-generated pre-plans, which we got up and running. That's an ongoing thing. After every call, the guys pre-plan the building they just went to. So that'll be a good database for the future volunteers that we have. They can pull up valuable information for houses and businesses, such as phone numbers and key holder information. Make the fire department 24 hours, 7 days a week, which we did. We have guys that stay for $25 a night. And continue to increase our services provided. So what happened in 2012, full-time ocean rescue head, which was myself. We did Marine 1100. We started doing bay rescues, so we got a Caron skiff. And we did 12 bay rescues this year. Computer pre-plan system, which I just went over. We resuscitated 3 citizens, along with EMS. Transported 33 individuals from the beach strand, and those are from anything from collarbone breaks to breathing problems. We also reduced our response time by 17 more seconds this year. It went from 4 minutes and 47 seconds to 4 minutes and 30 seconds. We worked with New Hanover County EMS to improve our relationship, and we collaborated some training for the future, which we're going to have EMS training on the south side of the beach. They've always done that at the Cape Fear North campus, so it'll give the guys that work down here a chance to, that are busy with their work schedule, to get their EMT training as well. We put 3 more firefighters through the EMT certification, maintained the Class 5 ISO. We went to all calls, fire alarms, service calls, and some medical calls, mostly lift assistance and breathing problems. The call volume increased 36% this year, which is a 31% increase in medical calls. And there's also no need for the truck, which we thought that we had to have. ISO has changed your standards to NFPA standards, which says as long as the truck passes the service test, you do not need a new truck. So there's no time limit on a truck, probably due to down economic times. Fire departments are having trouble finding money, so it's off of the NFPA standards, and as long as we have a truck that's about to be 20 years old, and it's only got 7,600 miles, Carol?
68.
So it should pass service tests for the next 10 years, no problem. The plan is to reevaluate every 5 years if there's any changes. This is a chart of our call volume. You can see how over the past 3 years it's gone up quite a bit. Response time. Since we introduced the night shift, that's helped a lot on cutting down the time. The guys are at the station all the time now instead of having to drive from their house, go to the station, fire up the trucks. So having those guys there is a big advantage. And compared to New Hanover County EMS response time of 10 minutes and 22 seconds, that which is actually an average of 3 years. So I believe it's around 500 calls that's an average for, which is that's quite a bit of time to come. Because a lot of times they're coming from Oleander Drive or Monkey Junction because of their high call volume, especially during the summertime. So their average time is 10 minutes and 22 seconds for medical calls down at Currie Beach, which is which is quite a bit. Our average time is 4 minutes and 33 seconds, which is from phone call to arrival. So if someone drops the ground, they call, that's when the time starts. So our average, like I said, our average time is 4 minutes and 33 seconds, which is quite a bit better than EMS's time. And due to the average response time of the dispatcher having a minute and a half to notify the departments, it actually makes our response time around 3 minutes.
Ed?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand that much about response times, but a minute and a half seems kind of long to me. If somebody's having a heart attack, why is that long?
The reason why is because they have a computer software. And basically, they just follow a list of questions. And depending on what the questions are or how they're answered, it determines who's dispatched. It's just a protocol that the dispatchers have to ensure that it's done right every time. They actually started a pre-alert for structure fires where if someone would call, they would go ahead, they'd put them on hold, let the fire department, they'll make them aware of it, get the rest of the information, then they'll actually dispatch the fire department. And they started doing that, but they actually did away with that. So you'll see they'll start doing it, they kind of do it sparingly, but it wasn't like how it was when they first started doing it. They did it every, if there was a firearm, they did it every time. Now it's kind of hit or miss. So, but that's the reason why, is just because they actually go through a structure protocols with their computer system, and that's how long it takes.
And that's average time too. So if you call and say it's a heart attack, it's faster, but they don't split it up that way. But if they're asking lots of questions before they dispatch you, that's why the average goes up.
So this goes to show how the response time, you know, with the comparison of someone that has a heart attack or a stroke or is having trouble breathing. You can see here, New Hanover County's, their response time is 10 minutes and 22 seconds here, and our response time is around 4.5 minutes. So you can see how the body reacts through minutes here. 0 to 2 minutes, cardiac irritability. Right around 4 minutes, brain damage is not likely. 6 minutes, brain damage is possible. And then right at 8 to 10 minutes, brain damage is very likely. Then after 10 minutes, brain damage is irreversible. And this goes with drownings as well. So if you have a victim, they go underwater, lose consciousness, you have about four to six minutes really to bring them back before they start having brain damage problems. So you can see how valuable the fire department actually is for medical calls compared to New Hanover County EMS. And here's a heart attack. Here's a survival rate for someone having a heart attack. And I believe the stat is it goes down 10% every minute. But you can see our response time here right around 4.5 minutes compared to New Hanover County EMS, where their survival rate's really right at 10%. So the Curie Beach Fire Department, by offering medical assistance, is actually a huge, huge advantage for the citizens of the town, increasing the survival rate, especially for a heart attack victim.
And that's a heart attack where the heart stops versus it just goes in there,
right?
Complete stop. Okay.
To answer that a little further, that goes back to this here. So whether it's in Sicily or not, they could have brain damage as well, depending on how your response time is. Our future goals, we want to get the CAD on all of our first out engines, which is a GIS map and hydrant locations. The police currently has that. We're in the process of getting that. We actually just got the air cards up and running. But this will be really valuable for the fire department because of our volunteers that they don't have the time to drive through the town and find out where the hydrants are at or all the street locations. So they'll be able to, when we get a call, it'll pop up on the computer where the call is at, where the hydrants are at, valuable information on the call as far as like past history for things such as medical and it's just a valuable service that we're trying to get going. We'd like to go to a full-service fire department, which responds to all medical calls 24/7. Currently, we're just responding to some lift assistance, breathing problems, and heart attacks. That's if EMS requests us, if they're far enough out. But we'd like to run all medical calls, which we'll go back to that response time sheet, which will help. You know, it's a valuable asset for the citizens. Three additional full-time employees to cover the increase in medical calls and maintain our current ISO rating of 5, which right now is saving the citizens of Curie Beach an average of $600,000 a year. We went from a 7 to a 5 back in 2007, and it saved the citizens an average of $600,000 to $800,000 a year. And of course, our goal is always continue to increase our services. The reasoning behind the three additional employees, the main one is to keep the ISO ratings. Homeowners insurance is determined by a lot of factors, but one of the main ones is their ISO rating. And the ISO rating is a class that they give the fire department in the town. And it's a score between 1 and 10, 1 being the best, 10 being the worst. If you're a class 10 fire department, then your department cannot participate in the state's benefits, such as retirement and the insurance that they have to offer. There's only 17% of fire departments that have a class 5 or better in the nation. And that's out of 48,000 fire departments, right around 48,000 fire departments in the nation. And only 17% of them have a class 5 or better. And we are actually in that bracket, which we did, back, like I said, back in 2007 from a 7 to a 5. But every year, their ratings get a little more stringent, or they change, just like with the truck. They may change to suit the fire departments because they can't afford it or something like that. So the problem that we're having is the average turnout per call by ISO standards needs to be 8. Our average turnout in 2012 was right at 8, which is kind of borderline. You can see in 2011 it was 9, in 2010 it was 11, and then before 2010 it was 13. So we're right at the border for the average turnout per call, which has a lot to do with losing some volunteers, which I'll get to in just a second. But if a fire department is unable to meet the ISO ratings, then they're put on probation, and they immediately go back to a class 10. Which, like I said, if you're a class 10, you lose your retirement, you lose your benefits. So with us having right at 8, was putting a lot of pressure on the fire department to try to recruit more guys. And we're stepping outside the box. Before, we just had guys from Curie Beach, so now we have guys going all the way from Market to stay during the nighttime, and guys from Carolina Beach Fire Department just to keep up with that average turnout of 8. The reason why we're losing volunteers is losing a lot of them to older age. Some of them are getting physically incapable. We're losing some workers to full-time jobs. They simply don't want to work for $25 a night or volunteer their time. So they're going out and getting full-time jobs, that way they can suit their girlfriends or whatever. It's harder to get newer volunteers because of Curie Beach being a little more expensive to live in. So like I said, the state requires a minimum of 8 personnel respond to fire scene. And the tough economic times keeps our middle class guys from responding, like Bill and Brian and all those guys. They've got businesses to run, so they're trying to keep their heads above the water, which kind of prevents them from coming to meetings and calls. Having 3 more employees will also help with our medical call increase, take a little pressure off of that. I know we expressed interest in this last year, we'd like to take the inspections from John in the future. And it'd help out with the nighttime program. Wouldn't have to worry about recruiting guys every 6 to 8 months because they're leaving because they don't want to make $25 a night. And we'd like one of the 3 full-time employees to be the head lifeguard, which is actually on the beach during summertime from 9 to 5, which will also help out a lot there as well. Is there like a question answer thing? So,
do you have any of this in a handout?
Any of what?
All this information about your goals and everything.
Yeah.
And can you get a copy of your slideshow to either me and all department heads so we can put it in the minutes and any council members that
People, let me interject the volunteers. It takes, by ISO standards and state standards, it takes 4 volunteers to equal 1 paid person. In other words, if I need 8 people and they're all volunteers, I've got to have 32 volunteers to be equal to 8. So that's part of the problem, is every time I have 1 employee, I can cut 4 volunteers. I can't cut them, but I can not have to replace them. We've trained 3, 4, 5 young people in the last year. We've already lost 2 of them to full-time positions in other fire departments that just gobble them up because of their qualifications. And we got 2 more that's already putting applications in. And what's happening is we're losing the best of the best. And I don't see any way to get them back. I mean, get them back, yes. I can't replace them because I don't have the young personnel in Kiri Beach that will come volunteer long enough to get all certifications. The older retired people is moving into Kiri Beach. When you tell them that they got to have 385 hours in 18 months to be certified firefighter, it's like, I'm not going to school that much. I haven't been through my school. So, and I understand that. But the government has taken a lot of the fun out of volunteering for fire departments. People that have grandkids that come down or children that's ball age. I've got 3 firemen right now that they have their children are in T-ball, soccer. So in the summertime, I can forget them. Pretty much. I mean, they'll come to a fire, but they're not coming to training. They're not coming to classes. And I understand that. It's a changing world. It's going to have to happen sooner or later. It's just a matter of when and how much it's going to cost. The good news is that they changed the law on the trucks, and that's $425,000 we don't have to spend over the next 10 years for trucks.
We're getting some funding from the county, right? You're taking off some of these additional things that you're taking on in the county.
Do what now?
Are we getting some funding from the county?
No, we don't get any money from the county.
That you're taking on? No. Wasn't there some?
No, we get the money. We'll be getting the money from the state for picking up their doing their stuff. But that's all.
And there was a delay on that. Have we started actually getting that? Because one of the things that the rules were as you expanded and took over the right. county departments was for a certain amount of time that money still get one of those departments so they could handle it. Have we started getting it yet?
No. Nope. But so now they haven't sent out the money for the aquarium and the and that won't come until April, I think. That's when they send that out.
But did we get it last year? Because I think it was a 5-year delay, right?
Yeah.
And we get through.
I think it's a 4-year, and I think the 4 years is up this year. I think that's right. I have to go back and check.
So we need to find out.
No. When do we go to class 5?
2007.
So a year after 2008 when we took over, I think, started that. So
we just need to not 9, 10, 11, 12, 4 years. The state will keep sending the checks to where they used to send them if we don't make sure they don't.
Right. Yeah, I got to get up with Donnie Hall.
Right.
And
Donnie won't say anything if he still gets
of course
the check
not.
Or cash it. So, I mean, that might help us a little bit. It's not huge money, but it is some money.
Somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000 a year.
Yeah. So. Is that for the base too, or just
no? Nothing for the base.
Okay. Dean, somebody.
Do we bill for a medical response?
No.
We don't.
We never have. Responses.
The county does. Does the county?
I'm we don't thinking how our municipalities do. I was just curious if we did, particularly if it's an out of town individual.
The reason why most of them bill is because they transport.
Okay.
So we're just first responders.
Okay.
So basically, we're just the boots on the ground before they can get there to transport.
Okay. thanks. I didn't realize that.
Is there some restriction? Because doesn't, if the county does it, and for EMS, since we don't technically have any EMS, we can't bill?
No, it's not EMS. The transport's what we have to pay for.
Right.
When you call an ambulance, if they come and they check you out, there's no bill if they don't transport you.
That's why a lot of people refuse and go in their car. Sometimes that's a bad decision.
And it's a stiff fee if they transport you.
Mm-hmm.
About $400 or $500, I think.
I think it's more than that.
Is it more than that?
Robin told me, but it's expensive.
Yeah, yeah. It's high dollar.
Well, do we need to get an old hearse or something and fix it up?
No.
Only if you don't drive.
Around the island?
I think the liability side would be better.
No. We do not want to get in transport.
Yeah, some of these guys will decorate. Yeah. They'll build you one with the train.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Build
it
with the train.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks, Carol. Sonny, you or Dennis want to go next?
I'll go next. I'm not going to go up there since we don't have really a place to stay, so I'm going to do it here if that's all right. our goal for 2012-13 is the same as it was in 2013, 2014. And that is to operate and maintain the partner safely in compliance with all state and federal rules, regulations, give property owners, the residents, businesses the best possible service for their money, and to make Turie Beach as easy to live in as it is to look at. I think that's a good way to look at it. We try to strive to accomplish this every year, and I think we do a pretty good job of it. There are some other stuff that we're doing, and we've gotten started this year. It's like the 1,500 tons of garbage that we'll end up picking up this year, the 120 tons of solid of the yard waste that we'll pick up and dispose of, 125 million gallons of water that we'll pump and distribute for drinking, 23,000 meters that we'll end up reading, and the collection of some 112 million gallons of sewer that we'll pump through our lift stations, and so on. I was trying to think of a way that the way I wanted to convey the town council, the public works department's accomplishments, goals, goals, projected goals, so on and so forth, and sitting in my office, and I said, well, I looked at my project board, and I said, well, why not give them a little a view of our next 90 days, our 3 month project board there that we have listed on there that we're going to have to accomplish before the season. And what I thought I'd do is just go over some of just the projects that we're going to be doing in the next 3 months to give town council an idea of what we're going to be working on. So when you see us out there, you'll say, well, yeah, they're doing that. Some of these we've already started. We're in different phases, little phases of them, and some of them we haven't. But like I said, we're going to try to accomplish these in the next 90 days. And little projects sometimes turns into little larger projects, as everybody knows. So, but anyway, just a good example of that is the wall. I wrote these down just like they were on my board, so I have to explain some of them. Wall at Big Daddy's. The Wall at Big Daddy's is where we were going to remove the monument and put it over at the new park. Well, just that didn't sound like much of a job to start with, but when you pull out that monument that's been there for so many years, I don't know if everybody's familiar with that monument. It says that here in 1.2 million, Union soldiers landed. Well, it wasn't quite 10, that many.
Thousand.
Well, I thought it had taken 1.2 million. Anyway, yeah, it's hard to read at the stoplight. But anyway, when we tore it out, of course, we had to fill in the blank. And so foundation, block work, we had to wrap it, T111, we had to put it back together, prime the paint. And then now we're going to have to paint the whole wall because you just can't paint one section. So little jobs, little things like, well, hey, go get that monument, take it down there, so it goes into a little bit more than what you're looking at. Catch basins at the town hall. We've just about finished that one up. We just put in a couple little small basins, ran some pipe. Hopefully that'll take care of some of the problem we had, the water falls off of the top of the building. Projects at the community center. We've started and completed most of those. Moving counter. I don't know if y'all are aware of, but they wanted to move the counter out so the kitchen area would have more area. Well, we've moved the counter out. But just moving the counter out involved electrical work, tile work, patching the wall, and that's been completed. Painting the interior, that's been completed. The building of the arbors that they want on the north side, we haven't quite gotten to those yet, but we'll get those done. Ceiling doors, we've taken care of. So that's the projects at the community center so far. Ashley drainage project. That's one's coming up, probably start next week. That's phase 2B. If you're following, I have some map books and some project books of stormwater for each one of the commissioners so they can look at. Shows some of the projects that we have completed. And some of them just completed. We have some that we're going to complete this fiscal year, and we have some future projects that y'all can look at and take a look at.
Sonny, to interrupt on the stormwater, I saw a note 2 days ago to all the commissioners. I don't know if I got forwarded to you yet or not about from the attorney. Did you guys read that? I assume Dean did.
No, since I don't.
You haven't got it yet?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering where we probably need. At the February meeting to know where it is on your project list.
Which one is that?
Do you remember?
It's the ditch on the beach walk.
Beach walk ditch.
Oh, it's that big ditch over there.
Where you're responsible
for. I'll forward it to you. You don't need to answer right now.
Are you talking about the big ditch?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we cleaned that up and cleaned out the front of it. I think that's all
they're responsible. The homeowner or the beach walk is responsible for cleaning the ditch.
That's not
via the. I don't know
where it is.
It's right behind
me. Yeah. So, I'll forward you the note, but at the February meeting, which is in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Andy has the note, and he's going to research it and all
just
that.
Just got
it
yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that I understand why we might not know about it, but in your plan, I want to know if it's in there or not at the February meeting.
Well, it is in my plan, and from what I was told, it is completed.
Okay.
We went in and took about 3 loads of. A brush, cut back brush, and cleaned the. We had a little small drainage swell that was coming down, cleaned it up, and also cleaned in front of the pipe. That was my understanding, is what they were looking for. So, yeah, that's what I'm
doing. But if it's the same ditch I'm thinking about, it goes all the way up there by those, by the duplexes.
Yeah.
And aren't they responsible for
that's
cleaning
not the same
out the
ditch,
rest
yeah.
of it?
They're responsible to clean all the ditches.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get a side track.
Our responsibility is to stop at the outfall pipe.
Anyway, okay.
And I think this guy, when you see the letter, would like to have the
letter. I know he would.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't mean side tracks, but on the February agenda, we need that on between Andy and.
Right.
Public
works.
Right.
This is the
trial.
I'm going to put the flow meter in
here. No. That's
you get it,
man.
Sorry,
yes.
Guys.
Well, footnote real quick. When council gets something like that from the public, please share it with staff.
Yeah.
I shared it.
Well, and please, share it with me.
I'll make sure you get it, Sam. Sorry, I brought it up.
I saw it to you right now.
I can't fix it unless I know.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
That's why I was
at. Okay. Where were we? Ashley drainage project, okay? Last year, I think we did C. What we did is we broke down that into some different projects. And this year, we're going to do B, which runs from Ashley to the first basin. And it's in this book. You can look at it. I've got a little drawing of it, and it gives you a little description exactly what we're going to do. I think it's 330 feet of 36-inch corrugated plastic we're going to put in. We're going to pull out the old metal pipe and keep young kids and dolls from falling in our sinkholes.
And that's on your 90-day?
That's right. That'll be completed before May. Cleaning and grading behind structures at 300 block Sethers. Okay. That's we have done behind some of these houses as settlers is we've had some water problems. It's Sunny Point land, but we've tried to help some of the homeowners with some of the building up of the water up against their fences and stuff. We take the root rake, pull it out. We take the backhoe, do some grading, and we dig a few trenches here and there, try to spread out the water and try to get rid of some of it, and that's what we're doing here. We've started it. We hadn't finished it, but it is helping some. Clearing pipe at outfall Sandman Lodge. That's what we were just talking about. We felt like we've completed okay. That one. Drainage shell drive. Okay, that's the trough that the mayor's, what's his name? What's the guy's name that lives right there? Rooster? The trough was completely undermined by when they came in. They was wondering why their houses were sinking a couple years ago, so they came in and started doing some drilling, trying to find out what kind of soil, you know, they had there. Harold and I could have told them before they started drilling, but anyway, they hit them a water line, and which undermined the trough, and so anyway, to make a long story short, we had to tear it out. Form it back up and pour it. And matter of fact, we completed pouring it yesterday. And we're also going to take a look at all the rest of them in there and patch or you know, repair whatever needs to be repaired. And if anybody, I guess everybody knows what the troughs are, they're little concrete sloughs that the water runs off the road and runs into those ditches that we were talking about. Repair beach accesses on South End. Not much we can do about those until John gets some sand on the beach. As soon as we get where we can get in there, we'll start repairing those. We have some complete sections that we're going to have to repair. We have some seating areas. We have steps. Two of the guys, it's going to probably take a couple weeks to do the work. So as soon as we can get in there, we'll get that done. Paint yellow lines on the sidewalk. Okay, well, that's just the little lines there on Fort Fisher Boulevard. Try to keep people from falling down more. Work to be complete on the baseball field, working with Harold on that. Not sure what all we're going to run into that. I've had 5 conversations in the last 2 days with people from Charlotte, people from Carolina Beach. We're meeting with some people from Carolina Beach. I'll say we, I hadn't told you yet. Mm-hmm. First of next week, try to make sure that we're not duplicating things. So I'll talk to you later about when we can do that. But there's some stuff. I mean, we're going to have to rework the infield dugouts. We're going to have to be worked on the fences. I met with Seeger yesterday. They're going to come in and try to keep it from all the parking cars to get their got to put the lights up, run all the wire. There's some stuff. And they want it done when, Harold?
By April.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll have that one done by April, too. Let's see. Rework washdown area. What we're going to do this year, that's downtown. You know, we have the hoses where everybody can take showers and all. What we're going to try to do this year is do something like they did at Fort Fisher Rec area, where they have the little handles, the spray handles, hard piped in, where all you do is, you know, where you can spray your feet and all, instead of taking the complete shower and bath, soap, shampoo, kids out there spraying the water everywhere. So maybe I'm hoping that they'll cut some of that down. And maintenance-wise, it seems to be holding up. If something breaks, then it's just the handle. We can unscrew it, screw another one on, and we're good to go.
Do we meter that separately, Sonny? I know it came up before.
Yes, we do. Yeah, because matter of fact, that is actually tied into Mike's there.
It comes through the pier and we back it.
And we back it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where we at? Stormwater project on Ocean View and Trout Lane. This is something that's come up. We had a letter from 4 property owners that wanted to relieve some of the water that's standing in, I would say, our ditch, because it's not totally ours, but we have a ditch that I remember this ditch when they were building, not sure how, what the lot situation is or whatever, but the ditch actually runs more on their property than it does on the right-of-way that we have for extension of Ocean View. Ocean View comes in, I have this in this book here, but it runs out, and the ditch is kind of crooked, runs out, and also extends past 100 foot, probably another 100, 150 foot. So it's not much we're going to be able to do with that. But we can redig it, dig, put some pipe in. I'm thinking about 100 foot of 18-inch pipe, put a basin there, fill in our part, and leave it up to them to clean their part out, fill it in, and swell it down to our basin. I think that would be the cleanest and the best way of doing it. We do our part, maybe they do their part, and we'll alleviate some of the problem. And this is the ditch that used to drain your property, and I don't think it's still going to help you that.
No.
So that's just another project that we will have completed. Order and install a pay station at the town hall. Yeah, we've ordered, hadn't shown up yet. Should be this today or first of next week.
That's the drive-by payment.
That's the drive-by payments.
Then instead of going on the internet?
No, it's the box is out there now.
Yeah.
We have to get out of your car.
Yeah, we'll have a place where you can drive up in the car and drop it off.
They use it to drive up in now and pay it.
Yeah, usually it's like 9 o'clock at night after a few drinks.
That's right, yeah.
So we're going to have that, we purchased this, it's on the way, we'll have that installed probably by the end of next week if it shows up. Repaint all the hydrants, that's something we'll have to get done. How many hydrants? What, 118? How many?
126, I think.
126 hydrants. Yeah. I know my guys can probably tell you exactly. Street festival preparation, we always, that takes us some time that we'll have to do. And the work in, and I got to work in the free trash pickup week. I say the week because that's what it takes us a week to pick up. I mean, it's what we call free pickup day on Thursday, but it takes us a week or more. So we got to figure that in, and usually we do that in April. And that takes a bunch of us a whole week getting all that stuff up. So
is that the yard debris thing?
Mm-hmm.
You usually do it the week of Easter, and that's the end of March this year.
Oh, is it?
Are you going to do that earlier?
I'll have to look and see. We have other things going on. We'll have to kind of work it in. But I want to work it in where everybody comes down because a lot of people come down and during Easter and they do a lot of the work, what they call trimming, I call cutting down.
To kind of you and Nancy, do you guys get positive feedback on that or not? Because we're subsidizing some people when we do that. I don't know. I've always been mixed on this whole issue. Did we get enough positive feedback that it's worth how much it costs us is sort of my question. And I don't know, just y'all would be the ones hearing about it. Are people, or even the other commissioners, do you get positive feedback on this?
Well, positive enough that they don't want to have to pay.
Right.
Well, I know they don't want to pay for it. I understand that.
I think it's to the point now, David, that if we don't do it, you know how it is. When you give somebody a service and then you take it away, it's like...
Right.
It's pulling teeth trying to take the service away. So I think it's going to be something hard. For me, as running partner, I would love to...
Well, I'm fine to be the guy that said, hey, this is stupid, we shouldn't do it. But I'm asking, are we getting positive feedback?
And I'd be
the other commissioners may say, shut up and move on. But
yeah, and I'd be fine saying...
Because how much does it cost? I'll take the cost. I'm asking, is it worth what we're spending?
I get a lot of positive feedback. If anything, everybody wants it in the fall, too.
They want more.
Well, so I'm against doing any more, because you're basically cost sharing, right? So, down at my end of the beach in the historic district, we clean whatever we clean, and then we pay Sonny $50 or whatever it is. But up in y'all's end of town, y'all wait for free time because y'all don't have very many trees because y'all clear cut them, and then we change the rules so you can't cut them on our end of town. So we're subsidizing that, and I don't feel all that in love with it.
Well, I think last year we decided because of the cost that Sonny gave us that we wouldn't.
Okay, that's fine. I just asked him again. It's going to be another tough budget year, and this is one that I have no love for.
But if you don't do it, to Sonny's point, then he's going to have stuff dumped out at some point.
Well, I don't know. I think most people don't do that as much as they used to, but...
Yeah, because they're too late.
But
dumping it on Sonny Point.
But they'll put it on somebody else's property.
Right, yeah. Right. And then you get to fight with whoever whose it was. Yeah,
that's what Dennis said, that's what I do. He said,
okay.
That's what
I do. Okay, that's fair. I just wanted to ask the question, right?
And so, talking about trash pickup, Arlen, bless his heart, and Nancy have taken over the billing for the trash from the department, from my department. So, and it's going to be an easy transition, and I'm sure it's going to work very smoothly. And believe me, if there's anything that we can do,
well, on all your pickups, how much pushback do you get? So is it 1% or?
Yeah, it's probably less than 5%, sometimes it's about calls.
People all the time?
Sometimes it's about calls.
Yeah.
And normally, the guys are estimating anyway, so. If they come in, we charge them, $30 or whatever. We'll say,
make it 25.
We'll give you a deal today.
Today,
and
the next time.
And we give, but people aren't shy about if they put it like mid block, and we accidentally bill somebody that,
right.
It was the other ones. They're not bashful letting me know. Oh, that was so and so.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll find out all that.
Yeah.
It's a simple process. Okay. All right. That's on my project board for the next 90 days. So when you see us out there, at one of these projects, you'll know that's what we're doing. But that's not the only thing that we'll be doing, though.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count the 60 or 70 or 80 work orders that we, that we're going to have in this time period that we're going to have to do with. Stuff like water meter installs, water taps, delivering garbage carts, so on and so forth. Town Hall is not bashful about calling us up saying, we need to get this done. It also don't include any emergency work, like if we have a water leak or if we have lift station that goes down or a blockage in one of the lines. And then it doesn't include any of our daily or weekly, operational tasks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the garbage pickup, the trash pickup, well inspection, chlorine residuals have to be taken every day. Treatment plant inspections are done daily. Lift station maintenance, we do it weekly, but it takes a half a day, two guys going through the process. It's a street cleaning. Mowing and eating will be coming up at that time. We'll have to start doing that. So on. So that's basically what the public works can be doing in the next 90 days. So I just thought maybe that might be a good way to let y'all know this is what we do. This is especially this time of year. This is what we're focused on. Summertime with garbage men, trash men. We try to keep things looking nice. We have very little time to do projects and stuff, but this is the time of year that we're able to do this.
Sonny, when are you going to install, or what are the plans for the anti-chlorination or whatever? You got to take it out of the water?
Well, Steve knows the state changes when they want to change. The permit for our sewer lagoon or our treatment plant will be changing this year, and we are going to have to do something as far as getting chlorine out of the water on our discharge to the river. So I've been talking to the engineer. We looked at the site. We're trying to figure out as cheap and as simple a way that we can do it. And I'm hoping that what we've come up with, the state will take a look at it and agree to it. If they don't, and we have to, then we're going. It's going to cost us more than the $10,000 to $15,000 that we hear. We're talking about boring out some chambers, piping, new chambers. It's going to be more expensive. So we're hoping that what we're talking about has a lot to do with contact time. If we're going to have enough, so on and so forth. Maybe a little BS in there. But anyway, the bottom line is we're hoping that what we're coming up with. We have a couple of options, but it'll work out. So that's one of the things that you have. I have listed as governmental required changes, mm-hmm. and also it's underneath our capital expenditures.
Well, who's your engineer on that one?
What's that?
Who's the engineer? Who are you working with?
Brian Cox.
So basically they lowered
If you have any, you know, you've been in a long time. If you have any suggestions, please, God, let me know.
Right. I'll talk to him.
So basically they lowered the outfall chlorine limit for the
week? Right now we're not limited.
At all? No. Okay. No. Oh, so they put in a limit.
That's right.
Right.
How are you above it now? You know?
Pretty good. You don't want a shampoo in it because you're turning white. But we want to make sure we have enough chlorine to make sure we kill everything we need to so we're not fine. But
and you add chlorine in the lagoon, or is it just from the water? So your first step will be cutting it back, and then you got to balance how the lagoon.
Yeah, take it out before you dump it into the
shellfish
waters over there.
Right. Big chemical feed type.
So are you using chemistry to take it out, or is it just
the... It will be,
And you don't know how much the operational cost is going to be for that?
No.
Okay.
I don't know the chemicals and the setup and all that's going to be yet.
We have to do that at Corning, and it's a big hassle.
Yeah.
But I think for the town, it's still worthwhile to keep our system instead of pay... It would take a lot for it to not be worthwhile for us to do it and send everything to Carolina Beach.
No. This little thing is just little compared to...
Right.
And it may have come a time that it's not, and I'll be long gone, hopefully. But but that's, this is not something that...
No, I'm sure. Good. Keep our mind open.
Let's see. 5-year capital plan thing. We looked at this... Kind of the same stuff. We kind of change this around a little bit every year, but H Avenue lift station, that's still on the list. But this year we had to, as Arlen would know, after seeing the bills, we had to change out our control panel. We had to replace them. It was in shambles, and probably, as Harold knows, we probably needed to change it out years ago, but it finally got to the point we had to change it out. It cost us somewhere around $14,000 to change it out, and right now, knock on wood, the station's running really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
The station's is an older station. It was rehabbed back in the 70s. Your grandfather did, and your father, and the capacity right now is meeting the capacity. So. We're still going to get some time out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So 2015 might go to 2018, you know. And with the new panel and the way it's working right now, I would say that we're going to get quite a few more years out of it. Water line replacement, that's what we've talked about that in the past. Some small lines in between the things. It's going to be a mess. I'm hoping I get retired before all that starts. That's the reason I keep moving the date.
Right.
We really don't have that much of a problem with the water pressure-wise or the water lines. We have to repair some of these old lines in the center every once in a while. But it hasn't been a major problem.
How much for the lift station?
What to what?
To do whatever you need to do with it by 2015.
Well, it's just like I said, if probably that date is going to probably
be moved up some more.
Moved back 18 or something like that. But the last price I had to completely redo the lift station was around $500,000.
Yep. Harlan just passed out. Just got it on there.
This has what everybody submitted as their 5-year capital plan.
So he just gave you a sheet. Just got it on there.
Okay. Well, okay. I have.
No, I know. That's why you just gave it.
That's
all.
I need to do this.
Okay, that's fine.
Half a million, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
That's not bad. No. Well, by the time we do it, it's probably going to be more than that.
Yeah. About 1.5.
Yeah, that's the bad thing about waiting, but
is that one right? I'm trying to think where that one is. Agent, what, third?
That's right at our shop.
Okay, at your shop. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking the one further down on Fifth Street, but I couldn't picture where yours was. So that's because it's in your shop.
Right.
The good thing is, you don't have to tear anyone's yard up when you're doing that one.
So we'll probably end up having to put it behind it in that property that we own.
Right.
And
Sonny, can I ask you a question? You were saying about the H Avenue lift station. Then you started talking about the water line.
Would you please state your name?
Joe Schmo here. I need to ask a question. That water line replacement, that's a separate item, right? Not the H Avenue lift station?
That's right.
Good, thank you. Just want to make sure. Okay, so we're back to the H Avenue lift station. Okay.
When are you doing the water line?
I'm hoping that, I don't know.
Right now, 14, 15, and 15, 16 is
working. Yeah, that might be moved.
Right.
It's more than how long it has to work and how long it
has to work. Yes, I understand.
And how much?
375 and 375.
Thank you.
So,
do we have any more questions? I mean,
So on the water line replacement stuff, Sonny, are you gonna try to do that in big sections and coordinate with your street stuff like you always do, right?
Right.
So I don't know if Harlan and you talked, since it's definitely not this year, which is fortunate. Is that more because we haven't built up like we've done in the past, we're at the finance, I assume, right?
Well,
I haven't looked at the water fund.
Yeah, definitely have to finance
a portion
part of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Sonny, what about stormwater?
Okay. You want to talk about stormwater? We can talk all day about that, and I gave you a little thing right here.
Okay.
So why don't you come sit down there? I've got all the numbers right here so you can look at them.
Okay, like phase two? Yeah, but see, not everybody in here has a copy of this.
Well,
so are we looking at doing phase
two? Oh, so if you want to, you can stand up there and write all you want to.
Thank you.
Emily, it's also included on the what's
on the other one
on the 5-year plan.
And the stormwater is going to change some year to year. It's according to priorities, you know. And how much time we have to work on some of these smaller, you know, maybe one year we're going to have a be able to work on a smaller project because of time element. So on and so forth. But what I passed out to the council, and I didn't pass out any rest of it, is a recent project was completed. We have them listed there. We have another section, some additional projects to be completed in 2012-13. I've already went over some of those, but we have some description and diagrams on some mapping of where they're at so that y'all can take a look and somebody calls, you can say, oh, yeah, they're going to be they're doing that.
So
and
then
we have,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then we have a section with future projects and their associated costs. So what they...
So I was going to ask, one, I appreciate the breakdown, especially the recent projects so we can track them. So prioritization, you balance that between kind of complaints, right? Squeaky wheel a little bit. And then what you see is impacting town properties. That's sort of how you prioritize.
That's right.
And then if we get involved because some citizen gets on us, right?
Basically, you're my boss. And if you say
want
to do that, that priority just changed. And
yeah. Have we got any big squeaky wheel other than the letter you haven't seen from a day or two ago? Are there any big ones out there that aren't on the list? So
was that
Beachwalk
is complaining about their is in here this year, at least it was number three, but I don't know if that's... I'm just sort of asking, are we addressing the squeaky wheels, right? So,
well, the bottom line on the Beachwalk thing is, I don't believe that's our problem.
Right.
So, I mean, Sam, well, Beachwalk's complaining, well, they've been complaining for how many years?
Since they built it. Right.
They took it over from the developer.
We've kept the ditches clean. It's ours.
Kept the ditches? No, we didn't kept the ditches clean because they're not ours.
The ditches are not?
No, they're not ours.
Okay, so I'm asking more a general listener, not about specifics, but all the ones we know about, except for this one, it either's on our list or at least in our view and communicated to whoever's complaining, is not our property, right? We just got to be very clear on that, right? Especially with the lawyer that's involved and the way people are in the world. I don't want people confused that we're handling it and it's not ours. So I just want to make sure we're very clear to them that, look, in the town's opinion, and we need to make sure Annie's involved, this is not our property. We try to help you, and I know you've done a good job, at least from the people I've dealt with, even when it wasn't the town's problem of working with them, which I appreciate because it really helps us, right? But I think I just want to make sure that on your list, everyone's either on there. So if someone comes to me and they're complaining, either they're on our list or they understand the town's position. Respectfully, it's not our problem, but we're trying to help you, right?
Right.
And I think, at least from all the people I've dealt with previous time on and in the last year, they seem to be there. So I think you're doing a good job with that. I just want to make sure we're clear that's what we're doing, right? And for council, we should be sending a message pretty clearly to people that, look, the town wants to help you, but if it's on your property, we're not going to charge your neighbors to fix your problem, right? And we should be respectful about that, but we got to resist the urge to say, yeah, we're going to help you on this until we fully understand it. Because I think in the past, the councils, previous councils have done that to our problem, our detriment, right? And it's very complex, and Sonny and Andy should guide us on those issues, right? So we don't need citizens thinking we're going to fix their personal property problems. We should be respectful about it. We should tell them we want to help them. But it's their property, and their neighbors shouldn't pay to fix it, right? So if I got a list file on my lot, until I get it to the street, Sonny shouldn't be fixing it. I should be fixing it, right?
Right.
And you know, that should be our stance on it. Now, having said that, Sonny's an expert, or the fire chief's an expert, or Dennis's an expert, we should give them the benefit of our expertise and say, this is what we recommend. I think Sonny did a great job of that at F Avenue this past year, where they basically built up all around themselves on their own personal property. So the good thing was they did it to themselves, right? And they have a lot they haven't built on that they built up around, and then it flooded and messed up all their nice stuff, and they were upset about it. And so, you know, Sonny pointed out, we had a little problem, which I think he fixed, and then he pointed out to them working with him, here's how you can fix your problem. And I think they did that, and I think they're pretty happy. The lady seems pretty happy right now. Yeah, so we got to make sure we don't send mixed messages to people, because it really undercuts the department heads and is not good for us long term.
David, are you saying that if the town allows somebody to build around a property that causes that property to be flooded, that it would be the town's responsibility to help the homeowners out?
No. So if one property is shedding on another one, so there's two issues that have happened that I know of. One is a property owner built, his runoff was running through a low lot beside him, so he was shedding off onto someone else's property, and then they built their lot up to build and stopped that. And they were mad that that person stopped what was really their problem. Right? That's not the town's problem. Okay. A person can build up their lot to build. The building inspector has to make sure it's according to the rules. But if your runoff is running through someone else's property, even if it's been doing it for 20 years, and they stop it, that's not the town's problem, and that's not that other person's problem. It's still your water.
Okay. My other question is, I don't see anything in here on Sonny on... I don't see anything in here on phase three or the outlets along the beach to take care of the water before
phase
it goes
three?
In the ocean.
I'm not even aware of phase three.
We've talked about this for several years. We're Hanby Beach down, what is that,
Bluefish.
That whole area
right.
In there. We never had an engineer's final estimate of what it would cost, although said maybe about $1 million.
That area flood?
You mean the water that runs down into my backyard, or John Gordon can probably
do it too? I
told
you how you can fix your backyard.
No, I'm talking about that whole Hanby Beach area that
only
has
time,
no
storm I've been here 29 years.
Yeah.
The only time that I have ever seen that area flood is during a hurricane or a major storm. And the reason that area does flood is because of the way that it is set up to go down, all the way down Old Wilmington Beach and out to the big outfall. If you look, that big outfall runs all the way out to the ocean, okay? Mm-hmm. It runs all the way out there. Well, we sometimes have a tidal tide. I mean, the tide comes up. Lunar tide, storm tide comes in. Well, there's nowhere for that water to go. It backs up into that pipe all the way, as a matter of fact, it backs all the way to 421. Okay? If you notice that area, when the storm goes or leaves or when the tide falls, you get low tide, you'll see a relief in that area. It'll flood, it'll get out of there that quick. But I don't know of any areas out there that flood just with a normal or a, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't.
I'll put you on speed dial. But meanwhile, does that mean we're not going to have a phase three?
No, that doesn't mean that at all.
Are we looking at that?
I'm not looking at it at all because I don't think we have a problem. Now, if you can show me that we have a problem in that area.
Well, if we don't have a problem,
I'll be glad to do phase three.
So if we don't have a problem, we're taking it off our list.
I don't have it on the list.
Okay. Now, what about the fallout, purifying the water before it goes into the ocean?
Well, I'm not really sure what we can do with those. It's like I told you last year and I've told you before that those areas are going to be tough to do. We just don't have enough area in between all the beach accesses. We were lucky. The areas that we did were owned or state-owned properties and beach, open beach. Well, when you start narrowing down to some of the outfalls that go in between some of these residents, the residents have outfalls every 100 feet, John. They have outfalls. I'm trying to get a system in there large enough to do any good on this is almost totally impossible.
So the other 15, do we know which ones at all might be possible that maybe we could apply for a grant to do?
Well, there may be a few of them that we could do into the dune system, and most of those are going to be to the south. So I'll try to get a list of those and add that to our.
Okay, thank you. On phase two, or any of these, do you, or the engineer, are you going to work on applying for grants for any of these, or it's just going to come out of the general fund?
No, it comes out of what I've been working out of is the PAL fund. For many years, I've tried to baby the PAL fund out, build money up in the PAL fund. What's the PAL fund now?
About
$200,000 in the PAL fund. If you'll look, that most of these projects that we are looking at, it's going to be done by the town workforce. And that's the reason we haven't phased out like we do.
But we've also built up the stormwater fund significantly, especially over the past year. So that's well over $600,000.
So we're trying to build these, but what we're trying to do also is I'm hitting the problem spots that we have right now with phase two, which is what we're going to do this year. We're going to do a project behind Ashley Drive, which is a problem spot that we have. We have two more projects on that, and that will be completed. And then that's the other phase twos are the ones crossing the roads, going through, I think there's two or three places that we run through some lots tying in the system that we're going to have to do. And then we have the big project, which is phase two B, which it runs behind Curie Beach Village all the way down to our outfall ditch at Hennecus. So, Henneca Ditch. So, that's what we're looking to do.
Okay.
Hanley, the grants that you allude to, they don't pay for all of this.
No, I know, but every little bit helps for us.
Yeah, helps some, but they don't.
And I know that
there's a small share involved in
clean
all the grants
water fund,
anymore.
It's gotten so small, it's only $11 billion now. They may or may not put money in it this year. They may do away with it. But if it's available and it'll help us, even with just a few thousand, or even to cover engineering costs or whatever. It would, you know, be nice if, I guess, our engineer...
How easy is it for you to get grants? That's the question I wanted to ask you.
It's not easy. Well, just like you said, where's our money coming from? That's the Clean Water Trust.
Right.
2 or 3 years ago, Clean Water Trust had how many millions of dollars in it?
But
we
had
$700 or $800 million.
And now they have to 11 million.
So what do you think our chances are of getting grant money from? And that was really, that is where we got our money, Clean Water Trust. We have used the Clean Water Trust money. We've used it at the park. We've used it on our sewer systems. You know, we did $1 billion upgrade on our sewer system. So we have done work with grant money.
Well, I was also thinking, since we have smaller projects and we wouldn't be asking for millions of dollars like maybe a big city would do, maybe we'd have a better chance. And with Dean's pull up there, you know, it might even...
They got some big, big money items to pay off because of the crazy stuff that the state pulled before now.
Well, even if they keep that $11 million in there, our projects are so small, maybe they go on and help fund one or two.
Yeah, I think Emily's point is twofold. One, we should apply, right? We might not get it. I agree. I mean, one, we're fairly well off town, and we get lots of support on other stuff, specifically beach renourishment. So I'm sure that the fund keepers, even though it's different monies, they pay attention to that, and they got to spread the wealth to keep people happy. But we should ask for it. And two, you know, so the system's in great shape. I appreciate what you've done, Sonny, right? I think for all the commissioners, Steve, I think, may echo me or not, but if you look across the cities and towns in the county and the closer, and, you know, the adjacent counties, because I talked to some of the people that regulate stuff like this, our systems are better maintained than probably any town in the local area, right? So if you go online, you can search for sewer spills. Every other town in New Hanover County is on the list in the last 2 years. Riceville Beach, Carolina Beach, the city of Wilmington, and the county are on. Curie Beach is the only town not on there for sewer spills, right? So great job there. On the stormwater runoff, it's a problem for every town, but except for two calls in the past year, we're doing pretty good there, I think, because either Sonny's handling it or putting them off so well they're not calling me, and I don't think they're calling any other commissioners, right? So Emily must have some neighbors that are beating her up right now, it sounds like. But I think stormwater in the town has been managed pretty well as well, but it's an ongoing thing, right? So I think the hard questions, whether it's from Emily or anyone else, don't take them as attacks. Take them as we just want to make sure we're positioning ourselves well. And I think we are, but we got to keep working on it, right? So please apply for the grant. I like that we have a 5-year plan. It's nice that if someone asks you, you can show where we're spending the money. Because if we get into it with this attorney showing how we're spending the money that we're collecting is what we have to do, right, as a council. And so, one, it shows we're looking ahead. The 5-year plan from all the department heads is really good. We can debate over which is the priority, but, you know, this is Sonny's priority, and I think he's doing a good job for us, right? And so, I think, you know, if we got